All right, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, it's Boots and Salutes on a Tuesday morning. As always, we start with the phone calls first. Good morning. You're on the air for Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. On speeders, if they get a ticket and they impound the car as well, then they have to pay a towing fee plus a compound fee, so that would really hurt them. I think that would slow them down.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, the price of speeding is going to go up with SGI.
Do you think that people should, that we should increase speed limits? If so many people are speeding anyways.
Yeah, but then if you increase speed limits, the people who speed are just going to bump it up again. It's all relative, Dave. If the speed limit is 100 kilometers an hour, what I find is that people go 110. If you put it up to 110 like you do on the four lanes, it goes up to 120.
Okay. Just saying. Throwing that out there. Okay, my boot. Ready?
I can hardly wait. Go.
Actually, why don't you go ahead and give us an email that we received.
Got an email here from Monica. She says, good morning, guys. This not being able to recycle plastic bags is very, very sad. Maybe more information should have been made to the people that they need to clean out the bag first before recycling. And garbage pickup states that bags and tie all garbage. So why have everyone do that if it's such an issue, though? She says, very disappointing. We can't recycle plastics anymore. And I'm not going through my blue bin to remove what's already been in there before Thursday's pickup.
So if you go to cjwwradio.com, you're going to see this story. And you'll see it with the disgusting view that is all these plastic bags in a bin, right?
Right.
Here's what I don't understand. And riddle me this.
Okay, Batman.
So the idea of bringing in the curbside recycling program that we all pay for through our utilities was to eliminate waste going to the landfill, to hopefully extend the lifespan of our landfill, right? That was what the goal is of recycling, is to divert that.
Right.
And to promote recycling, right? To turn an unused product into something you can use again.
Right.
So the reason that we're getting rid of plastics from the blue bin, right? So this is plastic stretchable bags. So whether it's saran wrap, whether it's plastic, whatever, you can't put it in anymore.
They are they're the film ones. They're very, very thin.
Yeah. But they still can be recycled into something.
Right.
It just no longer is profitable.
Correct.
To recycle into something.
Okay.
So I don't get that. So now it's more profitable for us to go and put it in the landfill all of a sudden than it is to go ahead and leave it in the blue bin, which I'm paying for out of my taxes.
Well, here is my understanding of the situation, Dave. And I hear you. I hear you, okay? But when you put it in the blue bin, it goes in with all the recycling and it has to be pulled out, because what happens is that film actually, those plastic bags lower the overall quality of the plastic that's being recycled. And so whoever you're selling it to, they don't want that quality of plastic in there. It becomes more problematic than anything else. So they're not prepared to pay the same amount for that group of recycled plastics. And to take it out, because it is so thin and so difficult to work with, it's very hard for the machinery to do it properly, so bags still flip through and stuff. So it lowers the overall cost. My understanding is it's such a small percentage, like 2%, and I may have the number wrong, but it's a very small percentage of those bags actually end up in a landfill. And it won't be a big deal, I guess, is where I'm going with this.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
And I'm very disappointed.
How come?
I've got a big boot or whatever for 2 solid weeks. I've been trying to phone in for dedication for a song. And how come he could take everybody else's calls, he won't take mine?
Unfortunately, Call for Country is one of the most popular shows in the entire province.
Absolutely.
And as soon as the request lines open, they are jammed for hours at a time. So he's not, or anyone that's answering the phone isn't purposely not answering anyone. It's just, that's unfortunately the luck of the draw sometimes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I think they should move the dump into Riversdale and Pleasant Hill. It's all trash there anyways.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. These plastic bags. So are the stores going to go back to paper bags then?
No. What they're encouraging you to do is bring recycles. Like bring those.
Okay, what about when kids take their lunch to school and all that? They can't use sandwich bags and all that. Or let's say you take a sandwich bag. What are you going to do with that after? Throw it in the garbage?
Well, I guess they're encouraging you also to get lunchboxes. Remember the old remember the old days when we used to take lunchboxes to school?
Yes, I remember the old days.
See, there you go. Maybe we're going.
I remember what goes around comes around. They used to give out the paper bags instead of the plastic bags.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute your program. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, you cut me off there. You tell Jay that Maria will not be calling your station anymore.
Okay, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
You know, folks, plastic burns really good.
938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. All I'm saying is that we paid for it, and just because it's not profitable to recycle anymore, let's keep it out of the landfill.
Okay, well, then you're going to have...
It's not my fault that then you're no longer profitable.
Well, then you're going to have to up your taxes, because somewhere along the line, somebody has to pay for that. If it's less profitable...
I'm just saying, so maybe it's not profitable for me to put money in my truck to go and recycle the couch at the wherever I've got to take it, right? That's not profitable anymore. I'm just going to dump it off in the landfill now.
Well, Dave, think about the kids. Think about the future. Do you really want couches like that?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have a big salute for your program. I enjoy your morning program. I also enjoy Country Call for Country because it's awesome.
Well, thanks
very
much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the Liberals and JT in particular for that 500-page omnibus bill that they are putting through. And that's the same kind of stuff that Trudeau absolutely lost his mind over when Harper did it. And all of Trudeau's supporters, I remember the debates in the newspaper and online that this is criminal. You can't put 200 pieces of legislation through in a 500-page omnibus bill. Who's going to read this? And now he's doing it. What a joke.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, boys. This business with the plastic bags.
Yeah.
Just in the grocery stores, you know, where you have stands with the roll of plastic because you use that when you have a bunch of radish or all the fresh vegetables that are all wet. And what about that? Like, that's a very thin bag that's on that roll. How do you handle fresh veggies that you're going to buy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The price of oil is low enough now that the plastic bags are cheaper to be manufactured rather than recycled. And I think, in my opinion, but this is again my opinion, and I probably am right, it's time to recycle the person or the outfit, the company that's doing this recycling. They are doing it only for money, and if they can't make money on it, they don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to see those bags in the landfill, believe me.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. In regards to this plastic bag deal, when they had paper bags, did they not say that plastic bags were better and they could be reused?
Whew. I don't recall that, but you may be right. I know that they certainly were cheaper.
Yeah, okay. If they're cheaper and could be recycled, now all of a sudden they want to go back to the paper bags. They had it right the first time. Why didn't they just leave it with paper bags? This whole plastic thing here, is if they knew it was bad for the environment, they should never have done it in the first place. And by the way, Steve, you had it right. You talked about the speed zones. You give them an inch, they take a mile. Don't increase the speed limit. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to see what the big issue is regarding plastic bags. It's really not that hard. You can dump your recyclables in your blue bin, and plastic bags you can dump off at, for example, a superstore, the co-op, grocery stores.
All right. I did not know that.
I did not know that either. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. Of course, you can have your say all day. Go to cjwwradio.com. Check out the poll question of the day to garner your reaction to the day's headlines. You'll find it all at cjwwradio.com. And that is Boots and Salutes on a Tuesday morning for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.